And I'd like now to welcome Kate Nelson. She's with the New Mexico History Museum and is with us here speaking of the arts.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Just fine. And you?
I'm feeling the allergies.
Ah, yes, there is that. There is that. Sneezing is being taken to
brown junipers out there.
Right. Sneezing has become a musical form. So, what do we have going on this weekend and this coming week? I'll tell you one thing, ladies and gentlemen. The KSFR Fun Drive starts on Monday. And here on the Radio Cafe, I'm going to be doing lots of fun things. I just read a book about bears. It is the most fascinating book I've read in ages by a guy who basically raised orphaned bear cubs and knows more about bears. He's like the Jane Goodall of bears kind of thing. And he's on Monday. And I'll be giving away books about bears and all kinds of things. But please support KSFR now and next week during our fun drive, because that's how we stay on the air.
That's good.
Okay.
So today is Dale Ball Day. Dale Ball Dale. No,
Dale Ball Day. Day. Say that 10 times.
I can say it. Dale and Sylvia will be out at the Sierra del Norte Trailhead. That's the one off Hyde Park Road. And from 1 to 3 p.m., you could go on a guided hike. You could go on a guided mountain bike ride. You could help do some trail maintenance. And they'll have refreshments and snacks. Those are beautiful, beautiful trails. And what a gift to the city that they even exist.
It is indeed. And I've been reminded that the fun drive actually starts tomorrow, Saturday.
Oh, wonderful. Get your pennies together, everyone.
Yes, indeed. So, there is an event tonight called Music for Social Justice with performer Tom Nielsen. It's at 7 o'clock at Garrett's Desert Inn. You can go to Quaker House of Santa Fe for more information. And apparently Quaker House sponsored him last year, and they had a heartwarming, rollicking good time. He's a gifted performer, political songwriter, and so that's something.
That sounds great. Before you go there, though, come to the Palace of the Governors. It's our free first Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. The museum is free. But here's a special treat. Frances Levine, our director, who only has about another week before she leaves us Missouri History Museum.
What a gain for Missouri.
What a gain for Missouri. And they need her badly. They need some fixing up, and I think she's just the person to do it.
Yeah.
She's going to be doing a casual gallery talk in the palace, her favorite building on Earth, along with archaeologist Steve Post. And they'll be talking about the pottery shards and the animal bones that they found there, and sort of reconstructing in words, not actual food, what a colonial feast in the palace would have been like.
Oh, and my goodness.
They'll do that talk at 5:30 and again at 6:30. It's very casual. Come enjoy the exhibits and then head out on the rest of your evening.
Excellent. Now, tonight at the Lodge, DJ Gabriel Azteca Sol Ortega will be spinning at the Lodge's free salsa lessons at 8:45 and then dancing until 1:30 in the morning.
Who stays up that late?
Me. Ladies free before 10:30. And then tomorrow, this is a big deal, Vista Grande Social Club presents Cesar Bovole and Tradiciones at the at the El Dorado. Free dance lesson with Darren Visraga, who's an amazing dancer, and live music and dancing with DJ Azteca Sol once again. La Tienda at El Dorado, not the El Dorado Hotel, but La Tienda out there in the place called El Dorado.
That sounds wonderful.
Yep.
Here's the most important thing happening this weekend. Sunday is your last chance to see the Goya show at the Museum of Art. After that, it closes up and goes back to Britain, and who knows when you'll get a chance to wander through there again. I did so yesterday on my lunch hour just to do a casual walkthrough of it, and once again walked out committed to painting a room in my house eggplant purple. The drawings are incredible, and there's this one section in it where Goya is chronicling the Napoleonic Wars in Spain, and he's kind of being the Matthew Brady before photography. The artisanship is beautiful, but it also really struck me emotionally how we never learn. That exhibit is open.
I know.
I mean,
generation after generation, millennium after millennium, we fight futile wars, create death, suffering, new borders, and no more peace, except really short term.
There you go. It's a a really grounding moment, or it was for me anyway. On Sunday, as part of the closing exhibits, and let me get this absolutely correct, there will be a lecture at 10 a.m. called The Power of Objects, Highlights of a History of the World in 100 Objects. Francis Carey of the British Museum is coming here to give that lecture. It's 10 to 11 in the St. Francis Auditorium, or maybe she'll be in the gallery at the Museum of Art. When you're done with that, then cross the street and come to the New Mexico History Museum. It's the second to last Sunday for Cowboys Real and Imagined. We're going to have kids' crafts from 1 to 4 p.m. J.D. Noble from the Hatsmith of Santa Fe will be upstairs doing... He's got this weird device that he puts on your head and does an exact measurement of all the lumps and bumps on your head to do a custom-fit hat.
And you Does the hat have lumps and bumps on it?
If you want it to, it will.
Oh, dear.
If you want it to fit just perfectly, it will. He'll have a variety of cowboy hats so you can try them on and see what kind of cowboy you would look good at. He's not actually selling the hats. This is just for the fun of it. The best part of it is from 2 to 4 p.m., a band called Holy Water and Whiskey will be playing down in the lobby, and we encourage dancing.
Yay!
We encourage it so much there will be people there to teach you how to dance. So that's the History Museum, 1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday.
Amazing. That sounds fabulous. And I went to the Goya show myself last weekend, and it's definitely worth going to. And
absolutely.
I think people were getting the idea, oh, yeah, it's not going to be here forever.
And it's huge. And it's not just Goya. It starts in the Renaissance. So it's Velazquez and all those people who lead up to Goya. So give yourself time to
And a lot of people you've never heard of, because a lot of Spanish art isn't as well known as Italian art of that same period. Okay, so let's see. Lecture by Cordelia Snow called Healthcare and Medicine in Colonial New Mexico. And she is an archaeologist, apparently, and that is happening on Monday, the 10th of March at 2 o'clock at the Museum of Spanish Colonial Art. And you can call for reservations 982-2226.
Dee Dee's my new hero. She gave a lecture at the History Museum this week on the history of downtown Santa Fe, and boy, does she know her stuff.
That's
Anytime
so cool.
she speaks, go listen to her.
Excellent.
Our friend Candace Walsh, along with Victoria Rodriguez, will be doing a book reading on Saturday at Collected Works at
Yay.
2 p.m. They are both contributors to a new book, The Good Mother Myth. And they're going to talk about writing about motherhood and the challenges of being both a writer and a mother. And they're going to lead a few writing exercises. So bring your notebooks.
Excellent. Also at Collected Works on Sunday, Journey Santa Fe continues its community conversations with Reverend Holly Beaumont. She will be taking a look at recent legislative actions or non-actions. The event is at 11 in the morning. Then on Monday night at 6 o'clock, Tara Shay Nesbitt will read from her novel, The Wives of Los Alamos. Nesbitt's book tells the story of the making of the atomic bomb from the perspective of the scientists' wives who did not know what their husbands were building. And then on Thursday at 6 o'clock, author David Stewart McLean will present his book, The Answer to the Riddle is Me. This is actually an amazing story. He's gotten quite a lot of publicity. I'm going to try to get him on the air on Thursday of next week. But in 2002, one day he woke up on a train platform in India with no idea who he was or why he was there. No money, no passport. And very, very interesting story. And he was taken to a mental hospital. He started to hallucinate. He had to be tied down. Then he started remembering song lyrics.
My goodness.
I mean, it's an amazing story. And as always, Collected Works will have children's story time at 10:45 a.m. on Thursday morning. Collected Works bookstore is on the corner of Water and Galisteo Streets here in Santa Fe.
That's amazing, that bounty of authors in just one weekend. And if you want to get a taste of what might be coming up in the ranks of writers, on Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m., in the St. Francis Auditorium at the Museum of Art, New Mexico Poetry Out Loud. This is a contest, and these are high school students from New Mexico who are competing to become the next Poetry Out Loud champion, and I believe the winner goes on to nationals in perhaps Washington, D.C.
Awesome. And what is happening at the Screen? The Screen is one of our wonderful independent movie theaters. Opening today, Afternoon of a Fawn, Tanaquil Leclerc, Story of a Legendary Ballerina. And I went last week to the Oscar-nominated short films.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. fantastic. I really have to go out and go to more of those short programs and animated programs. I mean, it was absolutely fantastic.
Did
and
they
I
include Cave Digger in it?
That was not in it, but okay. there was a story about child soldiers. There was which won the Oscars. There was not that one, but the one that won was a very lovely, sort of slightly Hollywoodish story about a child with a terminal illness. There was a story about, anyway, they're fantastic. But I saw the trailer for this film, the story about the legendary ballerina, which is a woman who danced for George Balanchine, and then she got an illness, and she was like an incredible star dancer, and it's a documentary about her life. I think she got MS or something. So if you like ballet at all, and then check this out. There is a movie called In Bloom, and it is a movie about young women in Georgia. This not the state, but the country. And it's, what are they calling it? They're calling it the, anyway, it's who even knew that Georgia had a filmmaking, you know, industry or whatever. But this was about a 14-year-old girl and her life and the sort of dynamics of dealing with what looks like probably kind of sexism, love, marriage, and that kind of stuff.
Oh, and I love the way that your brain sort of explodes whenever you go to one of those sorts of events.
I know.
All day Saturday, over at the Santa Fe Center for Spiritual Living, the Santa Fe Master Gardeners are hosting a workshop to help you learn how to deal with drought and yet have a decent yard.
Put pebbles in it?
Well, no, you can actually grow things, even fruits and vegetables. They'll be talking about things like the cycle of nature, gardening in the high and dry, the challenges, some solutions for today and tomorrow, and landscaping fundamentals. That's from 8 to 4 p.m., and you can go to SFMGA, Santa Fe Master Gardeners Association.org, for more information and to register for that.
Here's a new book. It's a memoir called Marcel and Me. There's a book signing and also a screening of the movie Barbarella on Wednesday at the Jean Cocteau. But Paulette Frankel is the author of the book Marcel and Me, a memoir of love, lust, and illusion. And it's about her actual relationship with Marcel Marceau.
Wow.
Yeah.
And was it a really quiet relationship?
The reading is at 7:30. The film will be at 8. And then afterwards, there is a conversation with the author and refreshments and also champagne.
Nice.
And, yeah, so.
This coming Tuesday, the Santa Fe Community College is commemorating the 60th anniversary of Salt of the Earth. That's a movie that was made out of an actual mining strike around Silver City, the Empire Zinc Mine, that became an issue of Hispanic rights as well as women's rights. When the miners were told they'd lose their jobs if they didn't go back in, their wives took up the picket lines.
That's right.
The movie that was made out of it ended up earning blacklisting for almost everyone involved with it. On Tuesday from 12 to 3 p.m., Yolanda Nava will have a presentation about the movie Salt of the Earth. And then on Thursday from 3 to 8 p.m., they have a number of activities, including a panel discussion, a crime to fit the punishment. I think that's another discussion. I'm not certain. And at 7 p.m., a showing of the movie, followed by a Q&A. It's been years since I saw that movie, but I loved it the last time I saw it. This is so worth it, and it's an important matter of social justice that happened here in New Mexico.
Very much so. They did a major screening of it at the Lenzik years ago, and there was an entire issue of the Pasatiempo devoted to
it. Oh, nice.
Which was really first rate. I kept it somewhere in my files. I have that issue of the Pasatiempo and Salt of the Earth because it was so good. I'm glad it's back. The Rail Yard Artisan and Metaphysical Market is Sunday, the March of 9th, and every Sunday from 10 to 4. Live music, entertainment, artists, mediums, seers, mystics, and healers. Music this week by Chris Abeta of Lumbre del Sol and vocalist Lisette de la Paz. And it's inside the Farmers Market Pavilion here in Santa Fe.
So you love the Winter Olympics, right?
Yes.
Are you not done with them?
What do you mean?
Well, the Banff Mountain Film Festival World Tour is landing at the Lensic this weekend, on Monday, actually. And March 10th and 11th at the Lensic, they'll show more than 15 short films of outdoor action sports.
That stuff is, I mean, you know, extreme sports with an axe, that kind of thing. You sit in your chair, you get vertigo, you get adrenaline attacks because you think you're going off a mountain on skis.
Which I would never do in real life.
No. So it's actually really good to do it on when in sitting in a chair.
The safety of the Lensic Theater.
Serenata of Santa Fe presents Here and Now tonight at 7 o'clock featuring composers Kelvin McNeil, who's doing a premiere, and Ron Strauss, who's doing new work, and Kenji Bunch. So, Elena Saposi on violin, Ali Norris on viola, Pamela Eppel on oboe, and many more. For reservations, you can call 989-7988. You can go to serenataofsantafe.org.
Lots of gallery openings tonight. One of them is at the New Mexico Museum of Art, which is premiering a year-long series of photography exhibits. And this first one includes Beneath Our Feet, and it's a 40-year retrospective of photos by Joan Myers. There's a nice story about this exhibit in Pasatiempo to give you more information. There are also landscapes from the museum collection, Photo Lab, which is an interactive exhibit explaining the processes of color and platinum palladium printing, and they'll have refreshments. So that's this evening starting at 5.
Excellent. She's a wonderful photographer. Saturday, March 8th, that's tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Opposite Books. Local author Edward Mendez is reading and signing his book, One Calamitous Spring. And he is devoted to making a better world, creating stronger family, and paying attention to the universe. Let's see. Or maybe that's his character. Yeah, that's not the author, oh no, but his character, oh yes. All right, and then, tomorrow, also at 5 o'clock at Opposite Books, Donna Blake Birchall discusses and signs Wicked Women of New Mexico. New Mexico territory attracted outlaws and desperados as its remote locations guaranteed non-detection back in the day, so a lot of wicked women were on the run.
But clearly not a comprehensive volume. I don't recall being interviewed for this.
Yeah, Kate Nelson, outlaw.
I play so much by the rules. Monday evening.
Do you drive the speed limit?
Mostly.
See?
5 miles, come on. 6 p.m. Monday at Hotel Santa Fe, Ricardo Cate, I hope I pronounced your name right, I've never heard it pronounced before, the cartoonist of Without Reservations, which runs in the New Mexican, will be talking.
He's great.
I love the comic strip. Living Life to the Fullest with Native Humor, which is a lovely thing. That's 6 p.m. Monday at Hotel Santa Fe, great chance to get up front with an up-and-coming cartoonist.
Excellent. So, let's see.
Oh, also on Sunday, if you get up to Museum Hill, over at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture, Luis Garcia Tiwa of Piro Pueblo will be doing a demonstration of sash weaving almost all day long, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I've been researching weavers lately for something I'm working on as a side job, and I'm just fascinated by all the techniques and the evolution of weaving in New Mexico. This is something of great depth and heart here, and this is a nice little intro to it.
Excellent. And this is last week. Never mind.
Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Retreat and Conference Center Chapel will be the New Mexico Bach Chorale. And they're doing an open rehearsal to start the Bach Easter Oratorio project. And the way I'm reading that, you could show up and maybe try out and become a singer, for real. Or I couldn't, but you could.
Yeah, I could sing songs about dog food. Even the people who love me most tell me to stop singing.
Stop it!
All right. Tomorrow, Saturday, all day, at a store called 10,000 Villages on Galisteo Street, there is an International Women's Day celebration with speakers from the Small Business Development Center, the Council on International Relations, Girls Inc., World Peace Caravan, and author Roseanne Roberts Archuleta. For more information, you can go to 10,000villages.com, and it's at 219 Galisteo Street right here in Santa Fe.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And then you're downtown. You can do all kinds of things down there.
Yep.
Looking ahead to next Thursday.
You can shop local is what you can
exactly.
do.
Exactly. And visit your favorite museums. Next Thursday, I'm going to fill up your day. From 1 to 3 p.m. at St. John's United Methodist Church, Phil Goldstone is going to be giving a lifelong learning lecture on New Mexican map makers and troublemakers in the 1800s. I love maps, and I love the history of how maps get drawn and changed and traded back and forth. I'm sure this is going to be a really terrific lecture.
You like trouble, too?
I love trouble. I love hearing about it. I don't like getting into it. That's at 1 p.m. at St. John's United Methodist Church. And then that evening, 7 to 8 p.m. at the Santa Fe Community College, the planetarium will have a live presentation called The New Milky Way, Part 1.
All right. David Geist and Geist Cabaret, as always, in the upstairs room of Pronzo. And he'll be playing piano tonight. Ron Newman will be there. And tomorrow night, Robin Holloway, always a nice chance to get a little bite to eat and listen to music. And at the Jean Cocteau Theater, opening tonight, A Field in England and Adult World with John Cusack.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yes.
Are you going to have Robin Dunbar on the show?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Looking ahead and then keep listening to Mary Charlotte Show for more. He'll be speaking 7:30 p.m. this coming Wednesday on why the internet won't get you any more friends. He's the director of social and evolutionary neuroscience research at the University of Oxford. This lecture just sounds fascinating.
I know. I'm going to interview him on Wednesday morning on the Radio Cafe.
Terrific.
Yeah. The Santa Fe Institute lectures are really always worth going to. They try to really get people who will speak in plain English.
And it's free.
And it's free.
So go there and blow the top of your brain off and spend the next few days going,
and then
wow.
Sew it back on while you look on Facebook. And one more thing, there's an event, Queen Bees and Masterminds, Creating a Culture of Dignity and Respect Among Teens, an evening with Rosalind Wiseman, who I interviewed actually yesterday. She's a best-selling author and internationally recognized expert on bullying among children. Oh. It's on Wednesday night also from 7 to 9 at the Lensic. And 988-1234, take advantage of the Lensic's new ticketing system.
Wonderful.
Kate Nelson is with the New Mexico History Museum. She's here with us often speaking of the arts. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's fabulous news team. And welcome to our new news directors, Zaylee Pollan and David Marish, who are co-news directors. And also I want to send a very special shout-out to Tom Trowbridge, who really saved the day after the untimely death of Dan Garrity. He stepped up to he stepped up to the plate in KSFR in a way that nobody expected and did just a fabulous job. He continues with us. Charles Maynard, the rest of the news team, they are just all incredible people and just great news people. So thanks all. Big shout out. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Drive safely, just like Kate Nelson does. Wear your seatbelt. Adios.